men come down here from New York and from Florida, find out my reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
hour of the riff, episode 56, kicking off with an absolute monster from Lonely Camel's upcoming album Death's Head Hawk Moth, which comes out on March 23rd via Stickman Records. I'm a big fan of those guys, and I was surprised to find that it's been about 4 years since Lonely Camel's last album, Shit City, which wasn't really one of my favourites of theirs, if I'm being honest. But this new song has me totally excited for Death's Head Hawk Moth. Cannot wait to hear it. So welcome to Hour of the Riff. It's Johnny here once again, coming to you live on Fuzz FM and on demand at mixcloud.com/HOTR. And what a show we've got today. The playlist this week is made up entirely of new music. I don't really know what's happened, but since the last episode, 2018's new music dam has burst and a wave of awesome new stuff has come clattering down. In fact, I don't even think I'll have enough time to fit it all in, so let's just get stuck straight into it. And this next one is one I've been looking forward to since it was announced back at the end of last year. The Watchers, led by former White Witch Canyon and Spiral Arms man Tim Narducci, are back with their first full-length album Black Abyss, which comes out on Ripple Music on March 9th. I got here an advanced copy of it last night and it totally lives up to my expectations. It blows their Sabbath Highway EP out of the water, and that EP was pretty good. So here we go from their upcoming album. This is The Watchers with the title track from Black Abyss.
We'll be right back. I'm Tony, guitar, vocals, Moss Generator.
This is the Hour of the Riff.
Can't get much nearer than that. That was Sergeant Thunderhoof with Another Plane from their forthcoming album Terra Solis, due to drop on May 12th. And that track was just revealed this morning, and you can get it now at sergeantthunderhoof.bandcamp.com, where you can pre-order the album for a measly 50 pence. Yeah, sounds to me like they've upped their game yet again. Can't wait to hear the rest of that one. And before them, it was The Watchers with the title track from their new album, Black Abyss, and that's out on Ripple Music on March the 9th. And boy, oh boy, is it going to blow people's minds when it comes out next month. This is Hour of the Riff, episode 56, coming to you on Fuzz FM and Mixcloud.com, and I'm going to have to bust out some awful Swedish with the next one. Sorry, everyone. At the end of last year, I played the preview single from this album, and it's finally here and available to buy right now. The band is Oblivious, and this track, Se Er Fala, comes from the fantastic new album, Nar Isarna Sjunger. If any of my Swedish friends are listening, sorry.
Hunger inom för
This is the Hour of the Riff.
Yet another Swedish band releasing great new music this week, and thankfully the track listing for this one is in English, as is the band name. They're called Haze Maze, and that track Beast and Prey comes from their debut self-titled album, which is available to buy on Bandcamp right now. And for a debut album, it's really impressive. Definitely the band that everyone has been talking about this week, and it's deserved. Before them, it was Oblivious with Se Erfala from the album Nar is Sanna Sjunger, and I promise this is the last bit of terrible Swedish you'll hear from me on this episode. Alright, it's Bandcamp freebie time, and this week it comes from Bostonian Sundrifter. They have just released the album Visitation at sundrifter.bandcamp.com on a name your price deal, and it's chock full of riffs and groove, just how we like it on this show. Here's the opening track from it, entitled Sons of Belial.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hour of the Red.
You follow
It's been jammed in my car stereo all week. That was another track from Wild Savage's excellent new album Stage Fright, and that one was called Queen Bee. Before that, from this week's Bandcamp freebie, it was Sun Drifter with Sons of Belial from the album A Visitation. Now, if you did check out the Wild Savage's record and liked it, you should probably check out the new Against the Grain one, Cheated Death, which just came out on Friday via Ripple Music. They play in a very similar ballpark, and this is definitely a ballpark you want to be playing in. This is Against the Grain with Smoke.
Hour of the Red.
Well, it looks like I owe everyone an apology because I am, in fact, about to attempt some more terrible Swedish. That was the doomy sounds of Besvar Yeltsin with the track Return to No Return, which will feature on their album Valmo, due out on Suicide Records very, very soon. The band features some of the guys behind Dozer and Greenleaf, so it'll be very interesting to hear the full album when it does come out, because that was way more doomier than Dozer and Greenleaf ever got. Before them, it was Against the Grain with Smoke from the album Cheated Death, and as I've said before, Ripple Music are on a roll at the moment, and that's not going to change anytime soon, especially with The Watcher's new one just around the corner. Alright, we've reached the end of the show, and I've got a bit of a dilemma. Should I pick something new from Wedge or Fu Manchu? I think I'm going to go for something from Wedge, because there's no doubt that most of you will have heard the new Fu Manchu album by now, and I don't have 18 minutes spare to play the track featuring Alex Lifeson of Rush, so I'm just going to play out with Who Am I by Wedge from the new album Killing Tongue, which came out on Friday via Heavy Psych Sounds. And if anyone tells you that rock is dead, just point them in the direction of this episode and show them what 2018 has spawned already, and we're only a month and a half in. See ya!